Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Friends. Good afternoon. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is John Yule speaking, and along with Michael Coates, I'm presenting this week's edition of Swing Time, as I usually am at this time, just after 1 o'clock, rather, on a Tuesday afternoon. I hope you're well and that you're able to join the music with us. It's a nicer afternoon we've been having recently, so you might be listening to us as you're outside with your earphones on, which I hope your other commitments won't distract you too much from the music this afternoon. Which kicked off with Michael Deese playing baritone saxophone on his new album, which is still in the American top 10 after a good run already. The album is called Groves Groove. I always get that wrong. Groves Groove. And the offering we heard was The Viper, a composition by Charles McPherson, recorded at the Troubadour Studios in Lansing, Michigan. We heard Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Jocelyn Gold on guitar, Rodney Wicketer on bass, Jim Alfredson on the Hammond B3, Ellie Howell on trombone, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, and a solo near the end there from Bill Cunliffe on the piano. That, of course, as I said, is from the latest album from Michael Deese, a multi-instrumentalist these days. I always think of him as being a trombonist, but on this album throughout, he plays the baritone saxophone. A blues summit now, B.B. King in 1993, and a huge cast of musicians and duettists from sessions in Memphis and Berkeley. The album's called Blues Summit, and we're going to hear something from the former session there, the one from Memphis, B.B. King and vocalist Irma Thomas, who was the original vocalist on the original version of the Rolling Stones hit, Time Is On My Side. Here's a composition which has no less than four composers accredited to it, so I'm not going to go through them all. Here's B.B. King and Irma Thomas, and we're going to make it.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it. We may have to eat beans every day, but we're gonna make it. And if a job is hard to find, and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love and I know you got mine, and we're gonna make it.
We may not have a home to call our own, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may have to fight hardships alone, we're gonna make it, I know we will. Cause togetherness brings peace of mind, we can stay down all of the time. I've got your love and you know you got mine, and we're gonna make it.
The car may be old, our two rooms cold, but we're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
No, we can't spare a road to prom, but we're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it, baby.
B.B. King with Irma Thomas. Right, when I first played the new album Feeling Good by the Alvin Queen Trio, I did mention the unreliability of the sleeve notes, according to which The Night Has a Thousand Eyes was first recorded in 1962 by Bobby V. Well, it was, but it wasn't the tune which is actually on the album, and not certainly not the tune which has become a jazz standard. This is the tune written by Jerry Bainan and Buddy Bernier for the 1948 film Night Has a Thousand Eyes. We're going to hear then a version then of the proper song, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, at least as far as jazz connoisseurs are concerned. And it's played by Colton Holmes on piano, Danton Bowler on bass, and Alvin Queen on drums. Recorded at the Tedesto Studios in Paramus, New Jersey, in September last year. The Night Has a Thousand Eyes from the Alvin Queen Trio. The Elvin Queen Trio and The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented and produced as usual by Michael Coates and yours sincerely, John Yule. Here for the second time today is trombonist Steve Davis, but here leading his own lineup on his excellent new CD, We See, recorded live at the Smoke Jazz Club, New York City, of course, in October 2023. I did mention when I first played this album that I was rationing the tracks. It's an excellent album, but because of the average length of the tracks, it's probably about all we get in some weeks. So I'm going to play another track this week anyway, which is 11 minutes, 11 seconds long. And what I would like to draw your attention to again is the excellent piano playing of Renee Rosnes, who I think really excels herself on this album. With Steve and Renee then are... On trumpet, Eddie Henderson. On tenor, Ralph Moore. On bass, Essiet Essiet. And on drums, Lewis Nash. They're playing an outstanding version of the Freddie Hubbard favourite, Up Jump Spring.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. What a wonderful audience to play for. Thank you for coming out to Smoke, Jazz, and Supper Club.
Thanks there from Steve Davis. Right, we'll do the gig guide next. I think we'll begin as usual at the Lescar tomorrow evening for a lineup called Barleen. I think if I pronounced that correctly, or Barleen. This is a meeting of two duos playing together, mixing ambient and subtle, emotive, electronic, and sophisticated soundscapes. And they are comprised of Maren McCoy on the pedal, harp, and electronics, Will Shaw on drums, Hannah Brady on clarinet, Jez Matthews on piano and electronics. As I say, it's a foursome that's actually made up of two duos. I assume there will be a gig at Cabanas tomorrow night. There is no information available at the time of broadcasting. Sheffield Jazz this week, their Friday presentation is at the Crucible Playhouse, the old Crucible Studio, and the latest information I have is that it is nearly sold out, so you may like to try and go along either on the night or in advance to see if you can get tickets. If you want to see Empirical with Jason Ribello, having started in 2007, Empirical have become one of the UK's most acclaimed jazz outfits, with the same band surviving most of the personnel changes that seem to affect most groups over the years. The lineup then will be Nathaniel Facey on alto, Tom Farmer on bass, Shaney Forbes on drums, Johnny Mansfield on vibes, and they're joined by Jason Ribello on piano. Advance notice about a gig at Worksop Library next Tuesday evening, Tuesday next week, the 10th of December, where appearing will be the Pete Donaldson Blues Band. Pete Donaldson on the guitar and vocals, Bob Merrick on guitar, Anthony Fernie Beal on bass, and John Thomas on drums. As I say, that's at Worksop Library next Tuesday evening. Bossa Nova time now, from singer Daniela Saladardi, born in Rio de Janeiro, but now a resident of Tampa Bay, where, based on her appearances on video, which you might like to take a look at, Daniela must keep the local dress shops in business in the Tampa area. Daniela, whose grandfather Paolo wrote with Antonio Carlos Jobim, amongst others, appears here with her guitarist and partner Nate Najjar on their own composition, and the third instrumentalist is the leading New York tenor player Harry Allen, who has relatives here in Sheffield. So if any of Harry's relatives are listening, good afternoon to them. Daniela Saladardi then, and Nothing Compares.
Nothing compares, it is true. I didn't know what could be love until us two. Like the sweet morning light showing sparkles in your eyes, shining morning dew, it's you. Nothing compares, it is true. I couldn't know what would be love. Then there was you. Like the scent of a rose in the wind that no one knows. Lucky, I suppose. Deep love we share, music in the air, it's better than Voltaire. Everything that you do, you're my only pursuit. I crave our love affair. Nothing compares, it is true. I didn't know this could be love. but now I do. All it took was a kiss, all the glory in your lips. I could not resist with you.
That track from Daniela Sadadi's latest album, Pretty World, and it was recorded at the Techno Studios in Rio and released in 2022, although I have the strongest of suspicion that Harry Allen might have been in New York when he made his contribution. Here's the title track from the album then, written by Antonio Adolfo, who we hear on piano here, with an English lyric by Marilyn and Alan Bergman, a song most usually associated with the recently sadly deceased Sergio Mendes. Here's the lovely Daniela Sadadi again then with Pretty World, which will be with us in a short while. We're just waiting for our decks to clear, as it were, to get started.
It's not showing the track you're showing, number one.
No. Right, we seem to have a potential technical problem. You say it's not showing Mike on the display. Right. Do you want to try setting it again, please?
Yeah.
We'll see how we go on then. We'll just hopefully be with you shortly. Right. That's a great pity. It wasn't what we were expecting. I'll tell you what, Mike. We'll play the track that's showing and we'll take it from there afterwards.
Vivo assim a viajar pelos cantos do mundo. Sempre a cantar nossa bossa nós dois, linda magia no ar, escutando você num violão, lua vem brilhar no ar.
Well, I hope you didn't mind the change of programme too much. We heard Daniela Soledade again, but not the scheduled track. We actually heard Winter Samba, which is actually a composition from her grandfather, Paulino Soledade, who I mentioned a short while ago. The harmonica player was Patrick Bettison. Okay, right, I am going to move on to Antonio Adolfo, who I was hoping we'd hear on the last track. We didn't, obviously, but we're going to hear him now because we're going to hear him from his album, which came out about 6 or 7 years ago, I think, if memory serves me correct. This is his album Entronas, which he recorded with the Orchestra Atlantica in Rio de Janeiro, and this is actually one of his own compositions, as indeed every track on the album is one of Antonio Adolfo's best-known compositions, though not probably as well-known as Pretty World, which we didn't hear. This is a track called Capiara Ya, and we hear solos from Nelson Farriara on guitar, Jesse Sedich on flugelhorn, and Antonio Alonso himself on piano. Thank you. I'd love to be able to play Antonio Adolfo's latest album of Cole Porter compositions, but it's been a big hit in America, and so far my efforts to obtain a copy over here have only been destined to fail. The album we're hearing, En Contras, from 2017, in actual fact, the year of its release, it would now set you back a little matter of £163, according to one site I've spotted. I didn't pay that price. But here comes another track, or £16 worth, if you've actually paid £163 for the album. It's an arrangement and composition, once again, by Antonio Adolfo himself. This is a track called Louisiano, and the solos we hear are from Claudio George on guitar and Seguinho on the valve trombone. Here's Antonio Adolfo and the Orchestra Atlantica.
Thank you.
Antonio Adolfo, wonderful stuff. Now on Swing Time, a quick look at back to 1957. Here is an album from Count Basie and his orchestra, of course, and Joe Williams, who was his longtime vocalist, an album called The Greatest, no less, and that's pre-Muhammad Ali days. Written by George and Ira Gershwin way back in 1927 for Fred and Adele Astaire's Broadway show Funny Face. This song was also recorded in the same year by Frank Crummett and the Ipana Troubadours. I think this has done a lot better on this version. It's Wonderful by Joe Williams and the Count Basie Orchestra.
Wonderful. Marvelous, you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. You should care that you should care for me. It's awful nice, paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful. Marvelous that you should care for me.
That's Joe Williams with the Count Basie Orchestra, recorded in 1957, and their own rather excellent version of Swonderful. I suppose you have to have a Swonderful in an album called The Greatest, don't you? That just about brings the end of Swing Time, the first hour of Swing Time, to an end for this afternoon. Michael Coates is raring to go and ready to bring you the second hour of the programme, which we hope will be bug-free, unlike the one that we have had this afternoon so far. Anyway, thanks for the invitation. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for Mike taking over here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.